Chof Tavis, Friday the 28th of December, Rabbi Moshe Rokach, Cause of Golus Mitzrayim.
Everybody,
morning.
We're starting now Sefer Shmos. The pasuk starts off Sefer Shmos Meisol Abom Mitzrayimel. The Shvatim coming down. Vayomas Yosef v'chol echa v'chol ladoy yahu. Uvnei Yisrael poro v'yishutzu v'yibu v'yatmu v'moid miyot v'atimole oret zoysom. Vayokom melech hodosh l'mitzrayim ashal ayodas Yosef v'yim el amri. And then the pasuk carries on about the gezeiros, the inuyim that the Mitzrayim did to the Yidden. The first glance in the Torah Shebichsav, it sounds quite innocent. Klal Yisrael are living there. They've been living there for some hundreds and 10 years. Yosef was melech in Mitzrayim. The Shvatim came down 9 years in. So 101 years, the beginning under Yosef, and everything was peaceful and gishmak. And suddenly Yosef and all the brothers and the doyah dies. And there's no cause. Suddenly, that seems to be the indication when we look at the Pesukim at first glance. When we look in Chazal, Teresh Baal Peh, we get a whole different picture. The Medrash says in Perek Aleph, the Medrash brings a pasuk which it says about Chom Bishamikdash. Rabbanon Poskim Pischel Aikro. They used to be mocked in Mitzias Mitzrayim with pasukim about the Chom Bishamikdash. Bashem Bogodu, Kivonim Zorim Yolodu, Atzay Yichlem Chodesh Eschelkeim. Now they're going to suffer a Chodesh of Av, a Chodesh of mourning. The pasuk talking about Chom Bishamikdash and the Medrash compares it to what happened in Mitzrayim. The Lamedcha, Kshemes Yosef, Hefeiru Brismila. They were Mefe the Brismila. Omru, they said, Nieka Mitzrayim. Let us become like the Mitzrayim. Vekimen She also came. When they started doing that, Havach Kadish Bochu Ahava, Shehoyim HaMitzrayim Oyavin Oysom, the Rebbein Shem turned the Ahava that the Mitzrayim loved them, the sinner, the hatred. Shenema, Pasuk in Tehillim, Hofach libom lisnoi amoi, lisnakel ba'avodov. So we're getting here a whole different picture. Klal Yisrael, they changed. Something happened. Omru nieka Mitzrayim. And that's when the Inuyim started. This is the picture that Chazal gave us. And it's very interesting. We look in the Pesukim. At first glance, there's no remnants to it. But Be'emes, there's some interesting words here, which could be the key. The pasuk says, "Uvnei Yisrael poru v'yishutzu v'yivu v'yatzu v'moid moid v'atimolei ha'aretz oisom." What does "v'atimolei ha'aretz oisom" mean? The pasuk lechayir, the Kliyoka asks, "Would have written v'atimolei ha'aretz mehem?" Vatimole Oret Oisom. The land got filled with them. Vatimole Oret Oisom. Says a Nifladi Kipshat from two of the Gdolei Meforshim, the Netziv, over here, and the Maril Diskin is in Pasha's Lech Lecha. Maril Diskin is Seif Lech Lecha and the Netziv here. So you know what Timole Oretz Oisom means? The Torah is describing a change of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were designed to live in Eretz Goshen. And after Yosef Petira, Yomus Yosef, V'cholech V'chol Adayahu, Klal Yisrael started breaking the boundaries. They moved out. They emigrated from Eretz Goshen and they went to live in Mitzrayim. That's what the Pasuk is telling us, what Klal Yisrael did. And the next Pasuk is, Yokom Melech Chadosh al Mitzrayim asher layoda es Yosef. Why is this moving out of Goshen so important? Why was this be a cause, such a goal as Mitzrayim? So remember, this is, we have to go a little bit back to Sefer Bereishis, and we have to see what was happening then when Klal Yisrael first came. If you look in the Psukim, there's big Arichas, which indicates that how pivotal it was, how important it was that Klal Yisrael should stay in Eretz Goshen. Right at the beginning, when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he tells them in Peik Mem Hei Pasuk Tes, Ma'aru va'alu el ovi, va'amatem elov, koyom abincha Yosef. Samani elekim lo'odn l'chol Mitzrayim, Hashem has made me a master l'chol Mitzrayim. Redo elai, al tamid. The Pasuk seems to be very interesting. By Yaakov, get to Psenach Gemina, Yosef is a'odn l'chol Mitzrayim, by Yaakov, there's a psa'ichas. A yichas for Yaakov, come and see my throne, come and see my empire. Talking about the Bechir Ovis right now. So the Priskov used to say that what Yosef was saying straight out to the Shvatim was, he knew Yaakov's fear of coming down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov's fear of coming to Mitzrayim was that when they're living in Eretz Yisrael, they were living out there, out of Eretz Chever, in there they were safe. But the minute they're coming into Mitzrayim, and they're going to come and integrate with the Mitzrayim, that's it. There's no way it's going to continue. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shvatim has to continue to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael should be able to maintain their dagger, maintain their yichus, maintain the dais which they inherited from the others. This could not happen if Klal Yisrael are living in Mitzrayim. Said Yosef, this is the first thing he told his father. Samani and Akim la'odun l'chol Mitzrayim, I am boss here, I'll decide, I can put you where I want to put you. I can keep you separate. You can come to Mitzrayim and don't be scared, I'll look after you. You won't be living among the Mitzrayim. And those are the words. He said, Samani and Akim la'odun l'chol Mitzrayim, redo eilai. Come down to me. I'll be telling you where to live. Not Pari. I'll arrange where you should live. And we look later in the Psukim, there's again such a richas when they come down. Yosef calls him over, Yom Yosef el Echov, if Pari asks you what to do. Va'oma ma'ama seichem, ba'amatem anche mikna hoya avodecho, minureinu va'adoto. Yosef's not asking them what to do, he's telling them what to do. You tell Paroi, anche mikna hoya, you know, we have to understand this. Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov were nesiim in Eretz Yisrael. They were leaders. Rashi says early in Bereishis, after the fight with the Milchamas, they came down. Emek HaMelech, Hushu Shom Kol HaUmas, V'Mlichu Shom Es Avram Aleim, L'Nesir L'Kim U'Nekotzen, all the Umas were Mamlech Avram. Find Avimelech made a bris with Avram and came back to make a bris with Yitzchak. Ramban speaks through Barichas and Pashas told us, just give us a picture of the obvious word, how they were looked at by the Goyim. Avram, Godel Mo'od V'Rav Koicha, Shoy Beveseh Shlush Meis Ish, Shoy Lev Cherev, V'Loi Ba'le Bris Rabim, Hu Gam Ben Chayil, Liboy Kilei V'Aryeh. Avram was a mighty warrior. V'kashero atz l'chosoi. Pochot mimenu melech plishtim. Melech plishtim was very frightened from Abraham. So he came to make a bris. U kemais obus osu bebonim. Ki yehoi Yitzchok godl ka'oviv. Yitzchok was as great and as mighty as his father was. U fochot ha'melech penilochim boi. Mar says about becoming the tzadivav. Avraham Avinu had his own coin. His own currency. Avraham and Sarah on one side, Yitzchok and Rivka on another side. Tosfos brings a medrash. For es oishcha legoi godl, you can have your own currency. That's tais for es oishcha legoi godl. Mamish like a king. Kotzin. This is what the others were. And they come into Mitzrayim, and Pharaoh's asking them, what's your job? And they could have asked for anything. Could have asked to be the chancellor. Anything. Be up. Ministers in Pharaoh's government. And they're asking for something which is so bozo in Mitzrayim, anche mikne. The pasuk barichas in Miket, and again in Va'eros, say, avas Mitzrayim kol roye tzoyin. The Mitzrayim despised roye tzoyin. The Mitzrayim worshipped the tzoyin. And therefore they despised roye tzoyin, because roye tzoyin, when the animals in the field, they hit them, they tell them to do, they treat them with a cover that one would expect somebody to treat a king, to treat a god. And so the Mitzrayim despised roye tzoyin. And here are coming the Shiftekah, the descendants of this royal family, and they're emigrating to Mitzrayim. They could have asked for any power, for anything, any position. And Yosef's telling them, ask to be Roye Tzoyin, Amche Mikne, the son, Adovah Sonu Yibu Mitzrayim. They're going to let you live out of the area, in Eretz Goshen. Far away from power, yes, but also far away from the influence of the Mitzrayim. This was all the master plan of Yosef coming down to Mitzrayim. He came to Pharaoh, and he asked them, what do you do? They said, we roye tzoyin. The pasuk says, Vayomer Pharaoh Yosef le'emor, Avicha va'achecha ba'u eilecha. Pharaoh said, ba'u eilai, they came to me. And after a very brief conversation with the Shvatim, Pharaoh came to the conclusion, ba'u eilecha. He realized, Yosef, your brothers haven't come to me. They haven't come to join us in Mitzrayim. Bo'u Eilecha. This is the main word here. It's not Bo'u Eilai, it's Bo'u Eilecha. They've come to you, let them live out the area, let them live in Eretz Goshen. And this was the way that Klal Yisrael will be able to exist in Golos Mitzrayim. Before Yaakov goes down, he goes past Be'er Sheva, he gets a nevuah from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, don't worry to go down to Mitzrayim. Yosef Yoshis Yodai Al Einecha. What does the pasuk mean, V'Yosef? Yoshis Yodoi Al Einecha. Says this Fana, look, Tzitzarech Atol is Asik Ima Mitzriyim, Habilti Ru'uyim Likrei Ve'lecha. Do not worry, you will not have to have any interaction with Mitzriyim. Yosef will look after you. Bo'u Eilecha. This was the Avtocha that Rabbi Yishim gave down to Yaakov. If you want, you'll be able to live in Mitzriyim, alone, out of the area, Eretz Goshen, Yosef will worry for you. You will not have to have any interaction with the Mitzrayim. And this is the way that Yaakov could live there. Find at the end of Parshas Vayigash, the Torah describes how Yosef resettled an entire Mitzrayim. No one lived in the same house. An entire nation, we have to understand this. An entire nation was relocated from area to area. So Chazal already in Chulin, the Gemara speaks about why Yosef wanted to do it. That Kalei Tzol Shungu, the Bizyonis of being Goyim. But the Netziv says there, the Pshutish Mikra is, you know why Yosef did it? Yosef wanted all the Mitzrayim out of Goshen. Klal Yisrael should live there with no Goshen neighbors. Get them all out of it. What's the problem has it to clear everybody out for your brothers? So he moved around the whole Mitzrayim, no one should realize his intention. The entire Mitzrayim was relocated. Everybody had to move areas. So too as a sign that Pari bought the land for the tour. But the real intention was, Zok to Netziv, Goshen is now clear. It's clean of any Goshen neighbors. Yosef alone, the Shvatim alone, will be able to live there with the descendants. So now we come back and we understand. When Klal Yisrael were Oivis, they moved out of Eretz Goshen. What was the moving out of Eretz Goshen? Why didn't they want to stay there? The Netziv told us, Batimole Oretz Oisom means, they moved out. Because Eretz Goshen meant seclusion from the Mitzrayim. We have no shaykhs to them. They're in Mitzrayim, you're in Goshen. There's no interaction, there's no learning from them, there's no interaction with them. When there's Vatimoli Oretzoysim, they wanted to move out. Vayokom Melech Chodosh, Vamitzrayim Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. And the Gola started. Perhaps we can add an Akudah. The Targum says, what's Vayokom Melech Chodosh Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef? Targum's got a new pshat. V'kom malke chadatal Mitzrayim, delom mekayim gizeyas Yosef. A new king arose, which wasn't mekayim gizeyas Yosef. Which gizeyas Yosef are you referring to? Delom mekayim gizeyas Yosef. What's this gizeyas Yosef? Yosef made gizeyas. A new taich. Delom mekayim, it's not like Rashi. Rashi is kiru lo yoda. Rashi learns literally. He didn't know Yosef. The Targum says he wasn't mekayim gizeyas Yosef. It's obvious over here. I saw Rabbi Shulam Dovid HaLevi Shlita, he brings this down from his father, the Brisker Rov. The Targum means that Yosef enacted several takonos in Mitzrayim, which were all there in favour of Klal Yisrael living there. He was a Mishnah Lamelech, he was a king there. Yosef was a king in Mitzrayim for years and years. And he enacted different takonos, which were all there, meant to protect Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And this new king came, and he's mevatel all those gezeiros. The law mekayim gezeiros Yosef. Is the chlechira poshut the midah keneged midah? That's the next posuk. Vatimole oretz oisum. The posuk said in Perosik Zayin. What's vatimole oretz oisum means? They left Goshen. Klal Yisrael weren't mekayim gezeiros Yosef. Yosef said, "Live in Goshen. Don't move out." He moved around the whole Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael should live in Goshen without neighbors. But Klal Yisrael weren't mekayim gezeiros Yosef. Vatimole oretz oisum. They said Nirka Mitzvim, like the Medrash says. They wanted to mingle with them, to mix with them. Klal Yisrael weren't Mekayim Gzeret Yosef. The next Pasuk, Vayokom Melech Chodesh al Mitzrayim, Asher Lo Yodas Yosef. A new king aroused, the Lo Mekayim Gzeret Yosef. If Klal Yisrael not Mekayim Gzeret Yosef, so why should Parabix Mekayim Gzeret Yosef? The Midah Keneged Midah is obviously. Says the Maral Diskin. And now we come back to the Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin says, "I'm married to Kipshat in the Pasuk in Lech Lecha." By Brisbane Absorim, the Rebbein Shloim foretold Golas Mitzrayim. Perek says, "Vol Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayomer LaAvram Yodea Teda Ki Gei Yezarecha BeEretz Lo Elohem VaAvodam VeNu Oisim Abba Meishona." Says the Maral Diskin, "What are these words BeEretz Lo Elohem? Any Geirus is BeEretz Lo Elohem. A Geirus is also going somewhere else." The Pasuk could have just as well said, Yodea Deda, Jigei Yezarecho, Vavod Devinu Oysam. What's the Be'eretz Lo Elohem? What's the Pasuk telling us? Says the Maril Diskin, Amoyed the Kipshat. We know that Das Kenim says in Pashas Ayigash, the Eretz Goshen was given by Avram, by Paroi, to Sora for Aksuba, when he took it that night in Pashas Lech Lecha. Eretz Goshen belongs, says the Medrash, to Sora. So if it belonged to Sarah, it belonged to Yitzchak, and from there to Yaakov and further. Eretz Goshen, therefore, was the land which Be'etzem belonged to Klal Yisrael. Says the Maral Diskin, if Klal Yisrael would have remained in Eretz Goshen, Geirus there would have been, but not Vavod Nebin Oysom. They could have carried on living peacefully. He explains it more than that. Says the Pasuk says in the end of Vayigash, that Yosef, the last, second last Pasuk I think of Vayigash, Vayosem oisa Yosef lechoyk adayim azal adam zitzraim lefarim lechoymish. Rak admas hakehanim levadam loyhoysa lefarim. Yosef didn't touch the land belonging to the priests. Yosef geitona and makkah. If the priests live in their own land, if the priests don't have to pay tax, as Yosef worrying about the mitzvah of priests. Says the Maral Diskin, the same thing of Yaakov Kamenetsky says in Vayigash. Yosef had a master plan here. Yosef knew one day Paris is going to start with a hobon eschakmelo. National service, tax service. So Yosef straight away said, those which are priests, those which are studying, whatever it is, they're potter from anything. So now the Kehanim of Mitzrayim benefited from it. But if the Klal Yisrael are going to sit and learn Torah, they'll do what Yaakov Avinu was doing when he came to Mitzrayim. The Medrash says, he had the yeshiva there. The Rambam says, Levi was the Rosh Yeshiva. And he sat and taught them Torah. That's what Yaakov did for the years that he was in Mitzrayim. If they'll carry on doing that, there'll be no avdus and no inan. And that's why, says the Maharal, this kid, Shem Levi, never had the shibud. Why did the Pari let him get away with it? The answer is, Shem Levi had this p'tor of Admas Karayanim. And they stayed in Goshen. They didn't look to leave out. If they're going to go to Eretz Lo Ilohem, they leave Goshen, then Vavod Venoisam. But they're going to remain in Eretz Goshen. They're going to remain and be Mekayim the Rotzen of Yosef. The Rotzen of Yaakov. They'll remain in Goshen, but Eretz Lohem, there'll be no Vavod Venoisam. Vatimole Eretz Loisam will come back to. They left Eretz Goshen. Now it's Eretz Lo Ilohem. They left Yosef's plan. They left Yaakov's plan. They left Yeshiva. Near Kamitzriyim, like the Medrash says, the entire plan of Yaakov and Yosef to settle them in Goshen, move out the Mitzriyim, make Ptor for Kayanim, the whole Sefer Bereishis was all a plan to keep Klal Yisrael. When they were made for it, the Yaakov Melechodosh to learn the Kayim Zeres Yosef. But the emphasis is, even Klal Yisrael eventually leaving Mitzrayim was also bischus, that to a certain extent they were Mekayim, the non-mingling with Mitzrayim. The Medrash says in Pashas Emor, Gan Nol Shlachayach, a pasuk in Shashir, Al Yidei Shegod Yisrael b'Mitzrayim Atom in Ever Nigalu Mitzrayim, they went out of Mitzrayim. Mitoich kach shlochayich. Like the Pasuk says, Vayi b'shalach paru. And the message is, must be, in what schus did they leave Mitzrayim? The schus of Prishim Arois. And the message goes further. How were they zoich to be parish from Arois? Thought the Medrash, sorrow when she was taken to paru. In Pashas Lech Lecha. And that night, she didn't let paru touch her. That was a remnant of God's Mitzrayim. Sorrow was good at Asrami Arroyas. She put herself in Sakonus of Foshas. By not letting Pari touch her. Medrash says she cried and davened the whole night. And that's Chus, the woman's Zok the Medrash, were Nigdar and Mitzrayim from Arroyas. The men's Zok the Medrash and what's Chus were they Nigal? Also from Arroyas. They didn't mingle with Arroyas up upon him. How did they manage that with what's Chus? Yosef was going himself from Mitzrayim. The Kedusha. That sorrow with her Nisoyen, with Paroi, and Yosef with his Nisoyen with Ashes Potiphar, that Nisoyen was what stood. That Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim later should be going to Atzman Arois, and that's the schus that Taka left. So we see here a double side. Mitzad Echad, the mingling near Kemitzriyim, is what caused the goddess. The Be'eretz Lo Ilohem. But Mitzad Shein, Homias, Al Kaponim, no Arois from Mitzrayim. That's the schus that they left. We discuss the Achonel Sefer Bereishis to Shmois. You have to mention one Malakuda when we're talking about Klal Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Emes Klal Yisrael were living there. Chazal say they went down Yodu Mato Mato until they said Alolo Evda V'Dezor V'Alolo Evda V'Dezor. The Nia Kemitzvim continued, evolved into Alolo Evda V'Dezor V'Alolo Evda V'Dezor. But to the 50th Shai Tumah they didn't go down. How did they manage that? So we said, Yosef, sorrow were going after in Arroyas that year. But Emes is much more than that. The Sefer Divrei Emes is a cadman from times of Nehdi Behuda. Goes to his father Shigon, he has Rosh as an end of his Sefer, it's Rosh Yitalit. And he says in Meridik Yizach, he says that we know, the Ramban says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Barichas, whenever a Novi does something, and he does a Maisa, he does a Po'ola, that Nevius can never be changed. For instance, Ramban says, if a Novi says you're going to conquer this city, and he throws an arrow in that city, says Ramban and Lech Lecha, that's it. Klal Yisrael cannot do Averis and battle this Gezeira, this Yeshua. It's Fati. That's it. Says the Divrei Emes, Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. Yosef was a slave in Mitzrayim. 12 years in captive, and Yosef came out. Once this has happened, Yosef's descendants are insured. They've gone through Mitzrayim. Even if they're enslaved in Mitzrayim, they'll be able to come out. Because it happened to Yosef. A ball has happened. But that's Yosef. What about the rest of the brothers? Ashkoch Elyoyne feared that they should come down to Mitzrayim. Yosef accused them of raglim at them. Now, he put them all in prison for 3 days. Now all the rest of the brothers have been enslaved in Mitzrayim. And then they were released. So now a pool has happened to the rest of the brothers. All their descendants are guaranteed. Even if they go through Mitzrayim, they'll be able to come out. Because any time a Nevuah had the cure, even in the Moshel, it's guaranteed to be. But Binyamin hasn't had it yet. So he also puts the Gevi'ah in Binyamin's bag. He chases after him. He puts him in handcuffs. You're an Eved. And then he frees Binyamin. So now all 12 Shvatim have been through Mitzrayim and they've been released. So to Divrei Emes, now this is guaranteed forever. Once the Nevuah has had some sort of kiyum, it has to. The Chet Kam Bigorim should be changed, like the Rambam says. They've all gone through Golas Mitzrayim and come out, now it's guaranteed. Says the Divrei Emes, that's just in this week's Sedra. Pokoi Pekadati. Says Rashi, Rabbein Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going to believe you. If you say pocket pekadati, this is the symbol of Geula. What's special about pocket pekadati? Two words. Why is that the symbol? So if you look in the Medrash says pocket pekadati. Pekadati l'sha'ova, pocket l'habo. Medrash Pia, what does that mean? Pocket pekadati. Pekadati l'sha'ova, pocket l'habo. Says the Emes, this is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that the Ramban says, whenever a Nevuah has been said, but it's had some sort of dimion. It's had some sort of mindset acting it out. Like a novi throwing his spear in a direction means that you're definitely going to conquer the city. And no chet will be able to be going with it. It's happened to all of you. All 12 Shvatim have gone through Golas Mitzrayim. Once you've all gone through Golas Mitzrayim, pokadati l'sha'ova, pokad l'abo. Now, it's guaranteed to happen. This is a different emes. But how did it happen? In what schuz did it happen? It only happened because Klal Yisrael were going to Atzmi Naroyes. But that too, how did that happen? That also happened through what happened already. Sarah going down to Mitzrayim, she was going to Atzmi Naroyes. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, he was going to Atzmi from Potiphar. Once that's happened, now Klal Yisrael are guaranteed they're safe in Mitzrayim. And all these things, in the Ramban, the beginning of Shemois, Ramban explains, Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer Yetzirah. That's the mikra of us. It's ke'en yitzir l'zaron. It's setting the stage. It's the plan of what's going to happen. Because everything which happened in Bereishis, says the Ramban in Akdoma, is a remez lo'idia, kola osid lo ve'alein. And once that's finished, hischil sefer ache, be'inyin ha'maisa, ha'bom na'ramozim ahim. Sefer Bereishis is the remez. It's the master plan. Sefer Shmoy starts the actual building of Klal Yisrael. Sefer Bereishis we learn how Yaakov and Yosef died, that Klal Yisrael should be able to live secluded in Eretz Goshen. How Golas Mitzrayim could have happened. They could have stayed in Goshen. They could have been like the Kehanim, just sitting and living, learning Torah, like Yaakov was doing in Mitzrayim. And then it would have just been a Geirus without Avdus and Inui. But it went sour. They left the Eretz Goshen. They went. They didn't. Niyaka Mitzrayim. They decided Niyaka Mitzrayim. They wanted to intermingle. They were over the Rotsen of Yosef, so it went sour. But there was a plan, even if it goes sour. Even if it goes sour, and they won't do the Rotsen Yaakov, Sefer Bereishis had a plan for that too. That was the master plan. That Sarah was kidnapped by Paroi. She was going to Atzrim in Aroyas. She didn't do any znus with him. She protected all the women. Yosef was going to Atzrim. There was a master plan. He was going to Atzrim from Eishes Potiphar. He made the plan. In case there'll be such a chet going on all over the way to Zorah, they won't be able to go out. So all 12 Shvatim went through a Golus Mitzrayim. Yosef to Potiphar, the rest of them, and Binyamin had two different stories to Yosef and came out. Now the chet can be going. There was a master plan in Bereishis for every eventuality. We're just going to finish with one Murid Kavot from the Be'er Moshe. In the end of Vayechi, Yosef, when he wants to comfort his brothers at the end, they're worried he's going to take the coma. He says, don't worry. Hashem did it. L'man asois kayoim hazeh. Atem chashavtem alai ro. Elikim chashov eletoiva. L'man asoi kayoim hazeh. What's kayoim hazeh? Says the Be'er Moshe. What's the Lashon Pasuk there by the in Parshas Vayeshev? With the story with Eishes Potiphar. How does the Pasuk describe it? Vayehi The story where they just put those Kahayimazeh, and Yosef was going out from an Aroyas, and that's what Tali sold for 210 years ago going out from an Aroyas. Leman Asoy Zok Yosef, it's a master plan. Leman Asoy Kahayimazeh. My story then, they're all going down to Mitzrayim, was all to be making. Klali Yisrael should be able to stay in Kedusha Mitzrayim, at least in the Vnei Kamitzrayim, but they shouldn't be going out from that, they should be going out to Naroyas, they should be able to come out. Leman Asoy Kahayimazeh.
I was going to speak today.